Hello and welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Fine show to get to today. Very busy new release Tuesday this week for a change. At least that's been the case lately. But the new release from Thom Yorke, Radiohead's frontman, out today. It was only announced a couple of months ago. The debut solo release from Yorke is entitled The Eraser. Very much follows the same formula as of some of the later Radiohead albums. Even handling the same production duties is Nigel Godrich. We'll hear from Thom Yorke's Eraser today on the show. Also get to upcoming music from Midlake, the Texas band with the Trials of Van Occupanther out in a couple of weeks. Very fine stuff from them, who occasionally get some comparisons to Radiohead. Also the singer-songwriter Jim Noir. He's young, from the UK. He has a debut release coming out here in the US on Barsook later on in the summer. We'll hear from him as well. And we remember Syd Barrett, one of the co-founding members of Pink Floyd, passing away. The news came, he passed away last Friday at the age of 60. We'll hear music from Syd Barrett and more. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. In addition today, new music from Sobe Seksu, the band recently released the album Citrus, their second album, very much influenced by the likes of My Bloody Valentine and some of the later 80s, early 90s sounds such as that. We'll get to Sobe Seksu today on the show, and Thom Yorke's The Eraser coming up today. Kick it off with music from 07 from their recent album, The Garden, here joined by Jose Gonzalez on the lead vocal. It's Futures.
Where you go, nobody knows.
Back in house now, new music out today from Radiohead's frontman Tom York. His solo release, The Eraser, also his first solo release, is out today. We'll get to music from that from York. Also, Midlake from The Trials of an Occupanther. And we remember Syd Barrett, the famous recluse. I guess J.D. Salinger, probably the next most famous recluse, but Syd Barrett passing away just in the past few days at the age of 60. One of the co-founding members of Pink Floyd. We'll get into some of his solo work a bit later on in the show. Start this set off with brand new music from the Future Heads out of the UK. Their second album is News and Tributes, recently out. This is Favors for Favors.
Please, tonight in the night.
Music there from the London Suede, back then only known as just plain Suede, their debut album, really one of the classic debuts of the past 15 years or so, self-titled. It came out in 1993, Metal Mickey, the name of that tune, and new music from the Future Heads right before, Favors for Favors, the tune from News and Tributes, recently out on Startime International Records. Well, Jim Noir is a young guy from the UK who released a debut album there last year entitled Tower of Love. He's got a debut album out here in the U.S. Middle of this month, I guess it is, on Barsook Records. Eeny Meeny is its title. This is music from Jim Noir, brand new stuff. This is called Key of C.
You can
music there from the SX Green from Cannibal Sea Uniform, the name of the tune from the band out of Brooklyn, New York. And Jim Noir right before from the UK, Key of C, misspoke a little bit. His album Tower of Love actually will be reissued by Barsook Records coming up in a few weeks here. But he also had a single that preceded that by the title of Eenie Meenie. That tune comes from Tower of Love. We heard Key of C from Jim Noir. You're in-house, some underwriting support for which comes from the First National Bar in Old Town Pocatello. Tuesday nights mean karaoke, drink specials, and more. And, of course, every weekend it's live music. Catch live rock and roll this Saturday night with Salt Lake City's Vile Blue Shades. Music getting underway at 9:30 Saturday night. It's the First National Bar, 233-1516. The Eraser is the solo debut from Radiohead frontman Tom York. We get into music from that when we return in-house. In-house now today, the new release out today from Tom York, frontman of the band Radiohead. It's entitled The Eraser, and marks his solo debut, the first thing he's ever done by himself. Only announced a couple of months ago, kind of kept under wraps and kept a good secret for a while. Already out today on the XL Records label. Music from Tom York here. We started off with this one from The Eraser. This is called Atoms for Peace.
Devours from the inside out.
Two there from Thom Yorke's The Eraser, the album out today from the Radiohead frontman, his solo debut. That is the title track, The Eraser. And right before, Atoms for Peace. And certainly you can tell some of the same flavors of later Radiohead work, a la Kid A and that kind of era. Also produced by the same producer as those albums, Nigel Godrich. Kind of recorded in a haphazard way. They really had no concrete plans to release a solo effort from Yorke, but sort of recorded on his laptop in hotel rooms along the way. It includes several clips from Radiohead band members that had been recorded over the years and just kind of recycled and put into the mix by Godrich and Yorke. The Eraser out today. Here's one more from it, from Thom Yorke. This is Harrow Downhill.
Thank you. No one lives to be 300 years like the way it used to be. I think they were giants. I think they were giants. Long as hell, nothing grows except stay to finish your work as long as need be. As long as need be. On a clear day, I can see my old house and my wife in the front yard. Talking with the friends we gathered in spring. We gathered in spring. We gathered in spring. We gathered in spring.
Brand new music there from Midlake. We gathered in spring from the Trials of Van Occupanther. Great album, and it's still not out. It's not until July 25th, but that's coming up from Midlake out of Texas. And the last of three from Thom Yorke and his solo album out today entitled The Eraser. From Radiohead's frontman, we heard the tune Harrow Downhill, and no plans for a Radiohead album anytime this year, or 2007 at the earliest is the word for that, but they are touring here in the U.S., doing a few dates later on in the year. Your in-house underwriting support for which comes from Port Neuf Valley Brewing, celebrating 10 years of brewing quality beers in Pocatello this weekend from 3 p.m. to midnight in the 600 block of South First Avenue. Happening on Saturday, it's the 10-year anniversary street party featuring fun for the entire family, including trampoline and pole vaulting exhibitions. There'll be kids' activities, outdoor barbecue, and of course, quality local beer and live music, all that stuff. Happening 3 p.m. to midnight in the 600 block of South First Avenue. That's this Saturday. You're in-house, and we're coming right back.
Thank you.
Back now with new music from the band Asobi Seksu from their recent album and second release entitled Citrus. This is called Goodbye.
Just want to dance.
Brand new music there from the Cold War Kids from the Up in Rags EP, Hospital Beds, the name of that tune. And the Sobe Sexu right before Goodbye comes from Citrus, the band's recent second album. Well, in case you haven't heard, just in the past few days, it's come out that Syd Barrett, founding member of Pink Floyd, passed away on Friday, as a matter of fact. The reports are that it was from cancer. The news really didn't come out until today. And Barrett, perhaps the world's most famous recluse, after forming Pink Floyd, or helping to form the band and making a couple of albums with them, he retired, shall we say. Some say it was a drug-induced kind of a mental collapse, but whatever the case, over 30 years passed with Barrett pretty much laying low. He did, however, in the early 70s, record a couple of rather brilliant albums that do get a lot of credit. We're going to hear from them to close out the show today. We start with this one. This is a different version that appears of a song on the Madcap Laughs. It's Dark Globe, here entitled Wouldn't You Miss Me. You can find this on the Opal release that came out in the mid-90s from Syd Barrett. It's Wouldn't You Miss Me.
Oh, where are you now, pussy willow that smiled on this leaf? When I was alone, you promised a stone from your heart. My head kissed the ground, I was half the way down, treading the sand, please. Please lift a hand, I'm only a person whose armband's beads on his hands hang tall. Won't you miss me? Wouldn't you miss me at all? The poppy birds wake, swing twigs, coffee brands around, brandish her wand with a feathery tongue. My head kissed the ground, I was half the way down, treading the sand. I'm only a person with Eskimo chain. I tattered my brain. Don't you miss me? Couldn't you miss me at all? Willow that smiled on this leaf. When I was alone, you promised a stone from your heart. My head kissed the ground, I was half the way down, treading the sand. Please, please lift a hand, I'm only a person whose armbands beads on his hands hang tall. Won't you miss me? Wouldn't you miss me at all?
We go out today with a couple from Syd Barrett, passed away Friday at the age of 60. This coming from his 1970 recording, The Madcap Laughs. It's Octopus, and right before a tune known as Dark Glow, but that original version from Syd Barrett called Wouldn't You Miss Me. And indeed, Syd Barrett will be missed, although he's pretty much been withdrawn from the world for the last 35 years, but one of the co-founding members of Pink Floyd. That's going to do it for another edition of In-House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nefali Brewing, Pocatello's home of original brews and original tunes. This weekend, all kinds of music going on. Friday night at the Brew Pub, it's the music of Steelhead Red. And Saturday night, as part of their 10th anniversary bash, all kinds of music happening from 3 p.m. to midnight in the 600 block of South First Avenue. The Jory Dax Band, Elvis Has Left the Building, Uncle Bob Merle, and the Wild Coyotes all playing as part of Port Nefali Brewing's 10-year anniversary street party. It's happening on Saturday at 615 South First Avenue right here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned next for The World. Please leave us here.